ya! How ya gone? That's right, man. It's a new week. It's Monday, March 12. This is NBA Australia. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and a bunch of other places that want to give me money. I'm here in Larryama Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know everything that's going on in the NBA. Who's doing what? Where they're doing it? Why they're doing it? And who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball? Just out here repping Australia, man. Talking NBA junk for your favorite daily NBA podcast. You know it, buddy. You know it. All right, man. It was a big weekend, so we're wrapping every single damn NBA game from the weekend. Plus, all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah. Better than Lonzo Ball. The unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every day here on NBA Australia, we check on all the Australian NBA players just to see how they're going, man. Also, we've got a brand new segment. It's Outback Takehouse. Yes. Bloomin' Onion. I love it. And it's Monday, so we have Dickhead of the Weekend. We add to our Andrew Gaze fundamentally awesome All-Star Hall of Fame. Preview all the games for tonight and finish up with a brand new Dally review. He saw an Oscar nominee. I love it. All right, let's get to it. It's NBA Australia. It's a new week. Let's go. Oi, 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 it's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Manny Dally Vadova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Are you better? Because it is NBA Straya. We back. It's a fun new week. And we're going to whip around as we do every day here on NBA Straya just to see what's going on, mate. Who are the winners and the losers from the weekend? What do you reckon? Well, that'll be fun. Let's figure out who were the winners, who were the losers. Winners. Let's do that one. What do you reckon?
Oh, my God. I won! I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me.
Yeah! Winners for the weekend. Number one, the Utah Jazz. They had a great weekend. Wins over the Grizz and Pelicans. They've won 18-20. They're hanging out now, just like sitting there going, oh, yeah, look, we still might make the playoffs. What do you reckon about that? And everyone's like, oh, shit, the Jazz are good, man. So that's pretty terrifying if you're not the Jazz. So that was a good weekend for the Jazz. They're hanging out now tied with the Nuggets, 37-30, and the Clips are just ahead, only by 0.002 of a percentage point because they've played less games. Damn, Utah, you gon' get it. Other winners, Blazers, they get to 9 straight wins with a win over the Warriors. Even if the Warriors were on a back-to-back and had no Steph, fuck them. Got to beat them. Can only beat the teams they put in front of you, bro. Other winners, Pacers, they're now in the 3 seed in the East over the Cavs. Who knew that the Pacers would have a better record than the Cavs and the Thunder at this point of the season? Holy shit. The Wolves, they're also winners. They keep their head above water with a much-needed win over the Warriors. Basically hanging out in 5th now, tied with the Thunder there at 39-29 in the West. Not bad. And then finally, other winners. Or really, should we say losers? Memphis, Phoenix, Atlanta, and Orlando lost all their games on the weekend. Keeping that tank race alive, baby! We'll get the Tankapalooza 2018 later. Also, now you ready for this? Losers.
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners. Big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys.
Shut up. Loser.
Losers. All right, the Cavs. Oh, that's a rough weekend in Los Angeles. They lose to both the Clips and the Lakers Friday and Sunday. LA nightlife is undefeated. Love it. Love it. Win streaks. That's for losers as well, apparently, because they got ended. Rockets, their win streak finishes at 17. Holy shit. And the Pelicans, theirs finishes at 10. That's tough, man. They lose Anthony Davis one game and it all goes to shit. Other losers, what do you reckon? The Warriors, they lost both of their games despite the coward Kevin Durant going off for 40-39 in each of those games. They've also clinched, however, the worst record of the Steve Kerr era by being 51-16. They've never lost 16 games since Steve Kerr has been their coach. Unbelievable. And also, final losers, the Grizz. Yes, 17-game losing streak. But no, David Fizdow was the problem. You fucking moron. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to the wraps of every single game from the weekend. We're going to try to punch through these like bloody old mate Darren Horsley through a pack of Holiday 840s. What do you reckon? Let's do it. All right, so Friday, we had 10 games. Bulls, they lose to the Pistons, 99-83, 25-8-8 for Blake Shaw. Pistons suck and had lost 10 of their last 12, but hey, man, Bulls, they're out there tanking. Love it. Hawks, they lose to the Pacers. Fuck that noise. Whatever. Rockets, they lose to the Raptors. Oh, this was a game. Drake inspires the Raps to the win. It's the top seed in the East, top seed in the West. Raptors break the 17-game winning streak of the Rockets. Harden has 40. Has a chance to even tie it at the end. So does Eric Gordon. Holy shit. It all goes to shit. No dice. They just can't quite get over the hump. CP3 has a bit of a shocker. 14 points on 13 shots. Some Kobe shit. Only 3 assists as well for CP3. Not great. Clint Capella had 13 and 13. Rockets, though, had 9 of 27 shooting from 3. What do you reckon that was? Oh, just the fewest made 3-pointers of the season for the Rockets. And they still shot 33%. That's crazy, man. Absolutely bananas. Like those two jokers in pajamas. For the Raps, Lowry had 30.6 assists. DeMar DeRozan kid had 23 points. 14 and 10 for my name is Jonas Valanciunas. So the Rockets, man, they slip to 34 and 2. When Chris Paul, James Harden, and Clint Capella all play. They are still, however, the best team in the NBA at 52 and 14. And the Raps remain firmly on top of the East, 49 and 17. And a bit of daylight now between them and the Celtics. Jazz, they beat the Grizzlies because they're the fucking shithouse Grizzlies. How's that? 9 points, 11 rebounds for Coach Killer Marc Gasol. How you say, here's the problem. What the oh, that's French. Can't do Spanish. Oh, shit. I am Marc Gasol. I am, you killed my father. I want to get rid of David Fizdale. Nah, it still keeps going French. It's not going to work. Fuck the Grizzlies. Fuck Marc Gasol. Jazz win. Knicks lose to the Bucks in a shocker. I'll tell you that, 120 to 112. Who would have thunk that? Greek Freak has 28 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. Jesus. Knicks moved to 2-16 without the zinger.
Extreme zinger meal.
Nice. Wizards beat the Pelicans, break the Pelicans' 10-game winning streak. No Anthony Davis and Nikola Mirotic. Nikola Face Mirotic over there. Can't quite replace AD. 9 points, 12 rebounds. Yeah, that won't do it. Lakers, they lose to the Nuggets in Denver. Joker and the Nugs. Needed that one to stay in touch with the playoffs. Jam and Jamal has 22 and 8. A beasting game for both the Joker and Millsap. 21-6 and 6 for Joker and 21 and 6 for Millsap. That's nice. They had the same numbers. Warriors lose to the Blazers. This was an awesome game. Late Friday night. Blazers keep their streak alive. 2 seed versus the 3 seed in the West. No Steph. Obviously, he hurt his ankle on Thursday. Dame went fucking ballistic in this. This was so much goddamn fun. The coward Kevin Durant has 40 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Not enough to get them over the hump. Dame and CJ were just unreal in this. The best part, Ed Davis kicked ass in this game. Holy shit, that was fun. Watching Ed Davis just like bounce back and go, oh yeah, nah, I'm actually pretty good, dudes. Like everybody who's ever seen him play is like, wait, fucking, are you for cereal? That makes no goddamn sense. Pretty fun though. So that was a really good, great late night game. 30 for CJ, 28 for Lillard. He also had 8 assists. Pretty bloody good. Just a really good all-round effort from the Blazers. They had 7 scorers in double figures. Pretty good. Whereas the Warriors, they had Kevin Durant and then basically Clay at 25, and that was it. Brutal. All right, moving on. The Magic lose to the Kings. Take up a loser, baby! Jonathan Simmons had 25. Who cares? Super Mario right there. Let's do it. Super Mario, 11 on 13. That wasn't even worth it. 11 points on 13 shots. What a shit show. Buddy, Steph Curry healed. Oh, we'll talk about that, this showing in a second. Kings win 94-88. Cavs lose to the Clippers in the last game of the night. Man, they just can't do it, huh? LeBron had 25-10-6, but DeAndre Jordan, 20 points, 23 rebounds. Clippers win 116-102. Saturday, only 5 games. Suns lose to the Hornets. Hornets are basically in tankapalooza mode as well. But they can still beat the Suns because they're shithouse. The Suns just taking no chances at this point. They sat out Devin Booker. And they still almost came back from a 22-point fourth-quarter deficit. Holy shit. Ah, Nick Batum. I am Nick Batum. Would you like some very nice wine with my 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists? It's almost like he realized, oh shit, I'm not in a contract year. Maybe I should play basketball once every 3 months. Fucking Nick Batum. Hornets just about ready to pack her up, boys. What do you reckon? They are shithouse. Looking up at the standings, they are now 6.5 games back of the Milwaukee Bucks. Gross. There you go. Hornets, all she wrote. Suns, good job. Good losing. Way to rest Devin Booker. Heat, they beat the Wizards 129-102 on a back-to-back. Not bloody bad. Heat beat Philly, beat the Wiz. Lurking as a very, very sneakily good sort of lower seed in the East. Not bloody bad. James Bloodsport Johnson sorts him out, kickboxing his way to 20-5. Not bad. Grizz at Mavs. Take up a loser, baby! Gross! Harrison Barnes has 25 points. Mavs win 114-80. But no, David Fizdale was the problem. Spurs in the big game that night lose to the Thunder 104-94. Another good game. Rusty has his 19th triple-double of the year. 20 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. That's his 98th of his career. But for the Spurs, who do you reckon led them? Was it their superstar, LaMarcus Aldridge? No, he had 11 points on 18 shots. That's shithouse. Rudy Gay and Davis Bertans lead the Spurs with 14. Yeah, that won't cut it, but dudes. Thunder, they're back up to the 5-seed Spurs. Struggling, mate. Struggling. They're now down in 7th. Jesus. They're tied on losses as well with... Actually, all 5 through 8 are all on 29 losses. What are you going to do? Spurs are in that. There you go. Magic, they lose to the Clips. Clips on a back-to-back win it. Tobias Harris at 21-9, 113-105. Good job. Sunday, yesterday, Raps beat the Knicks. Oh, kick the shit out of them, 132-106. The Raptors bench outscored the Knicks reserves 69-29. Since December 16, the Knicks have won 2 home games. College teams have won more games at MSG than fucking the Knicks. How are your New York Knickerbockers in New York City? Yeah, not great. Knicks, 2-17 without the zinger. Luke Cornet had 18 points in 34 minutes, so there's that. I mean, watch Hornacek now not play him again. That'd be awesome. Raps cruising along. Bulls at Hawks. Tankapalooza! Career high for Taurean the Red Bull Prince. Not enough to get them over the bull hump there. 19-8 for Lowry. That's a girl's name, Markkanen. Fighting Bobby Portis. Fighting round the world. 21-10. Not bad. Bobby Portis out there crushing it. When he's not crushing Nikola Mirotic's fucking face there. Chicago's win coupled with the Knicks loss. That means the Knickerbockers moved to within a half game of the Bulls for the NBA's 8th worst record. They have officially joined the tank race properly. I love it. Warriors, they lose to the Wolves, man. Man, no Jimmy Butler. No problem for the Wolves. KD has 39. He shot 32 times though in this. Joe's Clay has 21. He's not going great, though. He's only shot 17 of 42 in his last two. Oh, that's still pretty good. Still not great, though. It could be better. Big Carl Anthony Towns, though, crushes the Warriors here. 31 points, 16 rebounds, 23-5-3 for Andrew Wiggins. And hey, Derrick Rose played and scored a bucket, but was also shit. Don't know what to tell you. It's Derrick Rose time, and I don't know if anyone needs Derrick Rose time. Even Derrick Rose probably could use a bit of time away from Derrick Rose at this point, right? Right? Yeah, pretty sad. What did he end up? He ended up on 1 of 5 shooting. God, Jesus. 2 turnovers. Oh, fuck. 2 assists, 2 points. Derrick Rose, you're shit. Anyway, Jazz, they beat the Pelicans. Crucial game for the Jazz as well. Need this one to stay in contention with the Nuggets and Clips. And they fucking crushed it. This was very close. And then the fourth quarter, they just put them away, man. Thanks to Donovan fucking Mitchell. At the end of the third and into the fourth, he went ballistic. Ends up with 27-4-3. But Ricky Rubio, shit yes. Puppy breath and cinnamon right there. 30 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. 19-6 for the Stafford Tower. I am Rudy Gobert. Asha, block your shot and take this rebound. Massive one for the Jingler as well. Jingling Joe Ingles. We'll talk about him later in the NBA Australian Player Watch. Anthony fucking Davis, man, though. He is the story of this game. Came back from his ankle injury on his birthday and has himself a block party. Bigger than fucking Dave Chappelle, mate. 25 points, 11 rebounds, 10 blocks. That's a 10-block triple-double. 3 assists and 3 steals as well. Unbelievable. But as mentioned, Donovan Mitchell brings him home. Good job, Donovan. We'll talk about both of those guys later. Kings lose to the Nugs 104-130 in Denver. Nugs needed this one as well, and they take care of business. They led by as many as 36 in this. Jesus. The Dartsman, Gary Harris at 21. Nikola fucking Jokic Not bloody bad, mate. Triple double as well. Seventh of the year, 20, 11, and 10. Crushing it since he got benched in the fourth quarter in the start of last week. He is killing it over the last four games. For the Kings, I don't know. Buddy Steph Curry Hield had 18. Sure. Rockets beat the Mavs. Handy one for the Rockets. They needed that. Mavs suck. 24 and 13 for CP3. Harden. Fast Jimmy Harden. Sat it out and they still smashed. 26 from Eric Gordon will do that. Sixers beat the Nets. 120 to 97. Didn't go to this because it couldn't be buggered. I'm like, all right, it's fucking too late. It's a Sunday night. Old mate's going to fly out at 4 a.m. So let's just hang the fuck out, eh? So there you go. Big semi on Embiid. Crush it. Even after a Saturday night in New York, they kill. Embiid, 21-8-3. 26 with D'Angelo Russell, who, I keep yelling, is a bit of a flog. Not much of a leader. Doesn't play any defense. Going to be very interesting to watch him for the rest of the year. See if he can get back to pre-injury level D'Angelo. Get him healthy. See if he can score. See if he can lead this team. Do something. Curious. All right. Last two games. Pacers beat the Celtics. Oh, in Boston. Oh, fascinating to see how this Celtics team matched up against this weird Pacers squad, huh? So now they're the 2 and 3 seeds in the East, thanks to this Pacers win. Kyrie goes out in the second half of this with a bang to the knee. He'd kind of heard it in the game prior. They saw it. They were like, all right, we'll see how we go. Kyrie's like, yeah, nah, she's a bit fucked, mate. So he goes out. What are you going to do? Still, Rose had a chance to win this at the death. They got within like 2 points with 1.5 seconds left. Couldn't get it. They got the ball back after a very stupid offensive foul by Victor Oladipo. But Victor ends up with 27-4 anyway. Marcus Smart ends up with 20-8. Not bloody bad. And the Souvlaki King, DeMar Sabonis. Yeah, he killed and buried Daniel Tice on a fucking wicked dunk. Go watch it. It's amazing. But the Pacers, man. Celtics, this is a great matchup. And this will be a pretty interesting one at some sort of point in the playoffs. I don't know. It'd be pretty boring in the second round. But hey, Pacers, they can take it to anybody. There's a lot of fucking, like, random vets and like okay dudes on that team, so that's how it goes. And they beat the Celtics. And the final game of the night, the Cavs lose to the fucking Lakers, man. This was a joker. Could not believe it. And then you're like, oh yeah, I guess I can totally believe it, because as mentioned, LA nightlife, undefeated, baby. So Cavs lose 113 to 127. Lakers, it was an Isaiah Thomas revenge game. 20 points, 9 assists for IT 3, not IT 7. Not entirely sure if I'm buying the IT department nickname, but I mean, sure, if it sticks, it sticks. Larry Nance Jr. dunks on everyone on his way to 16-8 in his revenge game. Jordan Clarkson, not much of a revenge game, 1 of 8. Gross. It was actually just a Julius Randle career high game. In fact, 36 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks, 14 of 18. Unbelievable. Lakers now 11-5 since the start of February. This is their first 30-win season since 2012-2013. The Cavs, 6-6 since the big trade happened. So there you go. I don't know. You can make your own judgments. I'm going to make mine later in one of the other segments. All right, let's get to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Weekend. What do you reckon? Let's do it.
That's a nice.
All right, this could just go to LeBron's no-look pass, right? Where he just like completely fakes out half the Lakers team by looking one way and like faking, like basically when you throw your tennis ball to your dog and the dog goes, and you hold the tennis ball, the dog goes fucking running. It's like, oi, Larry, you dickhead, what are you doing? And everybody just goes chasing the ball. LeBron's like, aha, still got it in my hand, passes it to a wide open Daniel Tice. Bang. Best no-look pass of the year. Absolutely unbelievable. That could be just the performance of the weekend, that alone. But they lost the game. So, another loser. But still, come on. You can't be a loser when you have 10 blocks in a fucking game, mate. A 10-block triple-double is like Wu-Tang. It ain't nothing to fuck with. Anthony Davis, man. Holy shit. 25 points, 11 rebounds, 10 blocks, 3 assists, 3 steals on your birthday. That is fucking awesome. Good job, Anthony Davis. That's a fucking knife. All right, the flip side of that. Who's old mate? No mates.
Old mate, no mates.
It's old mate, no mates. Who's got no mates today after the weekend? How about buddy Steph Curry Hield? Goes 0 of 8 for 0 points against the Magic on Friday. Yes, that's very Steph Curry-esque, isn't it, Vivek Ranadive? Jesus Christ. But the bigger one I'm going to say is the Grizzlies. Holy shit, mate. 17 losses straight. They fire David Fizdale. I'm not entirely sure if he's the problem anymore. Are we okay with that? Jesus. Old mate, no mates. Grizzlies, what are you fucking doing? Look, unless firing David Fizdale was like the ultimate tank job, it's like, hey, man, we're going to throw everybody at the center. We'll fire our actual half-decent coach because Marc Gasol's having a bitch and a moan. And then later, we'll just lose 17 straight. It's like, oh, you know, it's a transition year. Fuck off, you dickheads. All right, let's get to the Tankapalooza 2018 update. It's going to include the Grizz, you know that. Let's do it. All right, Tankapalooza 2018, how are we doing? All right, in the number one spot, we've got Memphis at 18 and 48. Second, we have Phoenix at 19 and 49. Tied for third, we have Atlanta, Orlando at 20 and 47. And then tied for fifth, we have Dallas, Sacramento, and Brooklyn at 21 and 46 each. Tough, man. Tough, I'll tell you that much. So, after that, we go to eight with Chicago, 23 and 43, and the Knicks at 24 and 43. What do you reckon? Should we do a mock draft tomorrow as well? I reckon we might. Just see who they might all take. So there you go. Memphis, Phoenix, Atlanta, Orlando, Dallas, Sacramento, Brooklyn, Chicago, Knicks. 1 through 9. Tankapalooza. I love it. All right, let's get to Better Than Lonzo Ball for today.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. This is your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball on the weekend. It is Better Than Lonzo Ball. And oh, Jason Tatum had 12 on Friday, 19 on Sunday. Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, had 19 and 8 versus Atlanta. But Donovan fucking Mitchell, 12 on Friday versus the Grizz, but then took over and literally led the Jazz to a big win over the Pelicans on Sunday night. That was awesome. Straight up took over the game at the end of the third quarter into the fourth. Scored 27 on 10 of 21 shooting. Unbelievable. He is legit. What a badass. This was great. Ably supported by Ricky Rubio, Rudy Gobert, and Jingling Joe Ingles. How about Lonzo, though? Had a pretty good weekend. 15-8-8 on Friday versus Denver. And then not a great one versus the Cavs. I reckon LeBron took him out. 5-3-7. Oh, Jesus. 2 of 11 from the field, Lonzo. What are you doing? But you know what? Lakers won. So the weird thing is, he had been 21 on 42 shooting from 3 over his previous 6 games. He's gone 2 of 14 since. Yeah. That's what happens. It's the reversion to the mean. I'll tell you that much. All right, you ready? It's Monday, so it's Dickhead of the Weekend. Let's do it.
Dickhead of the Week.
Bend. I'm going to drop that one in. Darren Revell, that fucking shit-stained sports business reporter from the Worldwide Leader, got schooled by streetball N1 legend Hot Sauce during the Atlanta game. Ended up on his ass, looked like a horrible little fucking crab person while doing it. Nice to know that when he's not blowing the corporate sponsors of the NFL, the Worldwide Leader, he's a real shit-stain in real life as well. He's a guy who's like calling out fucking Hot Sauce on Twitter, go like, I've gotcha. This dude literally ended up sitting on the ground, discombobulated, completely made like to look like a fool. I loved it. Darren Revell, shit stain. He's the guy you might say gobbling the chode of Papa John's or like Peyton Manning whenever they're trying to sell something or taking the side of like owners of any dispute out there. Nice to see him make a complete ass of himself. There you go. Fuck you, Darren Revell. All right, let's get to Yeah Nas right after, let's say, this one.
Oh, Kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, bro? And you're listening to NBA Street, eh? Cheer, bro.
All right, it's time for NBA Street. Yeah, nah. We take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. We've got a couple more than 3, so let's punch through them quick. Was LeBron's no look pass the best pass we'll see or not see? Waka, waka, waka. Oh, yeah. Yeah, nah. Oh, yeah, maybe. That shit was fire. I don't know if I've seen a better one, apart from maybe when LeBron passed through Tristan Thompson's legs and then like had a layup. I don't know, man. It's weird. It's pretty fun. Good stuff, LeBron. Number 2, are the Warriors in trouble without Steph? They've dropped 2 straight. Yeah, nah. Nah, get the fuck out of here. Come on, as long as he gets right and takes as long as he needs, they'll be fine. They don't need to give a shit about the regular season. They just need to make sure that they've got everybody healthy in May and June. Flip side, should the Cavs be worried? Yeah, nah. Nah, I don't think they should. It's the same we've been saying, man. They just need to gel, sort their shit out. This is the growing pain period where they figure out how to do stuff together. It'd be fucking nice if Ty Lue woke up from the fucking coma, though. Jesus. Do some coaching, Ty Lue, you fucking giant spaz. All right, are the Raps a legit contender? I mean, yeah, nah, yeah. I mean, I've been, like, all year, I've been, fucking prove it, you cannot, dickheads. All year, and they are. So, I mean, they could easily come into the East at this point, right? They just beat Houston. The Celtics are all a bit of a mess. The Cavs fucking suck. The Pacers, I mean, what? The Pacers going to win out? I don't know. The Raps are a fucking favorite to come out now, aren't they? Jesus. Home crowd's a problem. Drake's always there. Toronto nightlife is a fucking problem too. Jesus. There's always going to be a lingering, damn it, are we a boot good enough E to beat, for them to sort of like, hard to take, but I don't know. At the moment, I think they're the favorites to come out of the East. Flip side again, are the Blazers a legit contender? Yeah, nah. Oh, not quite, but they and the Pelicans are like getting to the point where they got a nice punches chance against bloodying like the Warriors or the Rockets, right? Holy shit. And finally, will Kawhi be back on Thursday as was reported over the weekend? Yeah, nah. Nah, I reckon they'll aim for Thursday, push it back one extra home game. What do you reckon? And a bonus, will the Spurs miss the playoffs? Yeah, nah. No, I can't do it. Spurs are one game back from missing the playoffs. Only play three under 500 opponents for the rest of the season. 10 of their 16 remaining games come against teams with a better record than them. It's hard. If Kawhi comes back, they might be right. If he doesn't come back soon, they might. I don't know. All right, look at me, look at me. The unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
I mean, shit. LeBron could easily just go to LA now and just like fuck some shit up because he just looks bored, doesn't he? I mean, the Cavs can offer LeBron James a contract of 5 years, $205 million this year. All the other teams can offer 4 years, $152, but it doesn't matter. He's going to take 1 year, 2 years. It doesn't matter. He's going to make his money. I don't know. Feeling like he spent a weekend in LA. He's like, oh man, what am I going to do? Go back to fucking Cleveland? Jesus. All right, y'all ready? It's our new segment, Outback Takehouse. It's a flame-grilled steak with unlimited shrimp. It's Outback Takehouse. Hey, I know a bunch of you love college basketball and what it means, but Jesus Christ, just even watching the tournaments this week, you realize, all right, this is shit basketball. Yeah, it's just not as good as the other one. Look, it's basketball played by kids who don't really know how to play basketball. I get that. They need an extra long shot clock because they suck. So, oh, but it's all about the spirit of the game. It's more pure. Fuck off. It's more shit. Outside the last like 6 minutes of any game, it's fucking hard as hell to watch, man. The only way I dig it is to watch it for the NBA prospects, see what they could become. And even then, they're playing against slow white guys half the fucking time. I mean, who are we kidding? In short, it's like people are like, ooh, March Madness. Oh, I think you're fucking crazy if you give too much of a shit about it. But I mean, still, am I going to get hammered and watch a bunch of it? Sure. There's going to be so much of me complaining about these horrible bricks. All these horrible shots at the end of a fucking 30 fucking kajillion second shot clock. All this horribly slow offense. Some sketchy little white guy in a t-shirt wearing a fucking jersey over the top of it. Ah, man. Also, pay the players. Get the fuck up out of here with this goddamn amateur bullshit. All right, let's get the NBA Australian Player Watch right after this one. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia. All right, let's do it. The NBA Australian Player Watch. We whip around every single Australian player. Ben Simmons' win over the Nets on Sunday was his only game on the weekend. 11-6-6, 4 of 6 from the field. For the year, he's at 16.4 points, 7.7 rebounds, 7.6 assists, almost two steals and almost a block a game. Unbelievable. Also shooting 53.9 from the field. Love it. No threes. Patty Mills lost to the Thunder on Saturday. 6 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 block. 2 of 6 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3. That means he's now 9 of 31 over his last 6 games from 3 for Patty. Anya Buller, for the year, he's at 9.6 points, 2.7 rebounds, 1.8 rebounds, 41.7 from the field, 38.1 from 3. Not bad. Jingling Joe Ingles, the Jazz is streaking again, baby! 18 of 20. Crushing it. They won 6 straight after they just won 11 straight. That's awesome. Does that make sense? Yeah, whatever. Deal with it. Win over the Grizz on Friday. The Jingler, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. And then the win over the Pelicans on Sunday, 20 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, 7-11 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3. I'll tell you what, you know where that leaves him as well. The Jingler. You know it. He is the NBA's best three-point shooter again. Klay Thompson had a shit weekend, so Jingler leaps ahead of him. 44.9% from three. That's ahead of Klay Thompson in second at 44.2 and 43.9 for Ned Bielitsa, and Darren fucking Collison out of nowhere. Sure. Anyway, Jingler, 620-point game of the year in that Pelicans game. He had two total prior to this year. That is unbelievable. On your Jingler. For the year, he's out averaging 11 points, 4.1 rebounds, 4.2 assists, 46.3 from the field, 44.9, as mentioned, from three. Dele! Oh, brutal. Suffered a setback with injury, unlikely to make the team's upcoming two-game road trip, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tough, man. We're at the four-week period of his ankle sprain, so now at 5 weeks, basically. Bit tough. Need my Dele. Thon McCurr. Bucks only had one game on Friday, and Thon Song copped another DMP CD. Did not play coach's decision at back-to-back against the Rockets and the Knicks. That's rough, man. Rough. For the year, 5 points, 3.4 rebounds, 0.8 blocks, but hasn't scored in any of his last four games. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, Aaron Baines lost to the Pacers last night. 19 minutes, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 3 of 9 from the field. 0 of 1 from 3, which means we have the Baines 3-point watch. Bainesy! Bangers! He is 0 of 9 from 3 this year. Come on, Bainesy, let's hit one. And I need your suggestions for dumb shit we can do here at NBA Australia to celebrate if he hits one. I mean, I don't want to go streaking through the quad. It's pretty fucking cold out, but I mean, I'll do it. Need your suggestions. For the year, he's at 5.7 points, 5.3 rebounds. On your Bainesy. Celtics are 35-16 when Baines starts. Andrew Bogut still on the couch, hanging around, not on a team. The daily question. Is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah, he is, but should be back hopefully in the next week or two. And the final part, the Australian Player Watch. Kyrie, I don't know, man. Sounds like his knee just needs a rest. Went out in that second half against the Pacers. Hopefully not going to worry too much about it. All right. There you go, that was Australian Player Watch. Let's get to the Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Sound All-Star Hall of Fame. It's Monday, it's what we do every Monday. And I wanted to add Carl Anthony Towns to it because he hit this amazing fadeaway jumper and then followed it up with a putback layup to help Minnesota finish Golden State. And if anything screams Andrew Gaze, it's a tough fadeaway jumper and a putback layup. But you know it's the most fundamentally fun thing ever? Triple doubles! And you know how many Russell Westbrook has for this year? 19. That's 98 for his career. The most fun part, though, is Russell Westbrook is currently 0.4 rebounds away from averaging a triple-double for this season. Again. Remember how we lost our fucking minds last year? He's almost gonna do it. So, Rusty has 634 rebounds on the year. That means he needs another 166 over the remaining 16 games. So, Rusty needs to average 10.5 rebounds the rest of the way, and he'll have a triple-double average. That is Andrew Gaze level fundamentally awesome shit. Welcome to the Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Sound All-Star Hall of Fame, Russell Westbrook. Bloody ripper. All right, let's get to the game previews and the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board right after this one.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Australia. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes. All right, Game Day Baller Game Day. It's the inspiration board. It is Patty Mills. He just tweeted, Game Day Baller Game Day. Hashtag at Houston. Hashtag Go Spurs Go. On ya, Patty. Love it. All right, let's get to the game previews.
Game previews. Game previews.
It's Monday night. It's a quiet one. We've only got four games. Two of them are on ESPN, but only four games. What do you think about that, Bane?
Oh, I think it's...
Oh, I've lost it. I lost the Bane. Inadvertent Bane. What do you reckon? So let's get to the
game previews. Game previews. San Antonio. I wondered what would break first, your Pop or your Kawhi here.
That's right, man. Thanks, inadvertent Bane. Spurs at Rockets. This would have been great if the Spurs were actually good, but oh man, it's a bit tougher to watch when they're not going great. So give me the Rockets. I think they bounce back from their Raps loss. They already beat the Mavs. Maybe they can beat the Spurs as well. The old Texas Triangle right there. Bucks at Grizz. Man, do the Bucks need this one. And luckily enough, they're playing the Get Right Grizz. So, of course, the Bucks get it. Kings at Thunder. Same goes for the Thunder. They need to keep fucking rolling, dude. They've got to, like, put a little bit of daylight between them and the Spurs and the Clips. They are two wins up on San Antonio. If they can win this, they'll move ahead of the Timberwolves as well. So, pretty interesting stuff. I'll tell you that. Give me the Thunder in that easily. And the Heat at Blazers. Oh, shit. Another awesome game. We've got Bloodsport Johnson. We've got fucking Dame Lillard, CJ McCollum. This would be awesome fun. The Blazers currently in third in the East, crushing it at 40-26. And the Heat, all of a sudden, turning it on just a little bit. They're 36-31. They're in seventh. They're ahead of the Bucks at this point, too. So the Heat, if they can eke one out, I just don't think they will. I think the Blazers keep rolling on their 9-game winning streak and make it 10. There you go. Let's do it, Blazers. Get us to 10. That's fun.
I wondered what would break first, your win streak or your donuts.
No, not quite. Not quite. All right, you know what? Fuck it. That's it for today. Oh, wow. We covered a lot of ground. Holy shit. I'm exhausted. That was bananas, wasn't it? We did all the winners and losers. Every game covered. We screwed up Bane. We screwed up a couple of accents. But you know what? It's all fun and games, isn't it? It's NBA Australia. Thanks for listening. We're back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia and Facebook and Instagram. Go on. Smashing it on the old facey with the NBA Australia Never Forgets of late. We had Andrew Gaze's first NBA game. We had Luke Longley having his final highest scoring game of his NBA career for Phoenix. That was awesome. Today, I don't know. I think we're going to Bogut one today. That'll be awesome. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your fucking podcast. Chuck us a rating and review while you're at it. And tell a mate, if you know anybody who likes basketball or are Australian, just go, oi, you should be listening to the this dickhead over here, NBA Australia. It's hilarious, I guess, maybe sometimes. He's a bit of a nong, but whatever. Do that. That'll be handy. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, though. House Hats, they are the best band in Australia. Their new single, Stop, is an absolute bloody corker, mate. Go request it on Triple J, Stop by House Hats. It is legit. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinated, the Ramshackle Army, and, of course, the kits for the tunes that you heard throughout the episode. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. If you know any bands that want to, like, appear on the show, let us know. Hit me up through Facey, through Insta, through Twitter, on the fucking... I'm just Jimmy at NBAAustralia.com. Easy as that. And you know what? That's it. Stick around for a very special episode of Deli Reviews Ladybird, and we'll catch us tomorrow. Amazing. Deli reviewing Ladybird up next. That's awesome. And that's it. NBA Australia done for today. We'll catch us tomorrow. Later, Hosen! Oi, oi, oi. How the fuck are you? It's old mate Deli over here. Just swinging by from a weekly pop culture review. And like, because I'm a movie buff and shit, like, I've made sure I've seen all them Oscar movies, eh? Like, that one where the Sheila fucks a fish, and the other one where there's like a couple of billboards outside some town and shit. But like, this week I made sure to watch that Lady Bird, eh? With that Irish bird in it. And like, they could have called it just like Lady Irish Bird. But anyway, I gotta tell you, old mate Deli loved Lady Bird. It was basically my story, mate. Like, it don't matter that it was in Sacramento and not bloody Maribyrnong, but she didn't play basketball or anything. It was just still the bloody same, I reckon. Like, even the towns look pretty bloody similar. Instead of just, like, Home Depot and all those big houses and shit, like, back home, we got, like, Cremieri's Mitre 10, the Maribyrnong Kmart, the legendary Maribyrnong Macca's car park, like, all the good shit. It's pretty much the same thing. And look, Lady Bird was wicked. I really got the whole idea of, like, teen angst. Like, it really got it over perfect. Like, you know, having a strained relationship with your mom. I mean, old mate Deli's mum is a fucking ledge. Like, she's a proper old sort, don't get me wrong. But I can see how other people's mums are, like, fucking all a bit messed up and shit. Like, my best mate Plugger, his mum always used to flirt with us boys, and it was pretty fucking funny, eh? It's all like, oi, Plugger, guess who I rooted last night? He'd be like, who? And we'd be like, your fucking mum! Fucking classic. On your Plugger, you dickhead. In fact, I reckon that other Sheila, Julie, in that movie, like, Lady Bird's best mate, like, she was Lady Bird's Plugger. I reckon she and Plugger would have been rooting in a second as well. What was missing in this entire movie, though, was, like, someone like Plugger just rolling in his lowered XR8 Ute, then driving us down to play, like, basketball at the Minor Dome against Ballarat, and then he'd fuck off and do pingers all night. Oh, man, fucking classic, that Plugger. Anyway, so I really love Lady Bird. Well, I thought Tracy Letts was great as the dad, enjoyed all the school stuff. It was like Maribyrnong High School, but without Risties behind the bike sheds. I mean, but it really came down to that Larry Metcalf being amazing as Lady Bird's mum. She was brutal, mate.
But Saoirse fucking Ronan, she was brilliant as, mate. She was basically every teenager ever, old mate Deli included. It like really spoke to me, you know. So for that, I'm going to give it 10 out of 10 Deli ones. And I reckon it should have won all the fucking Oscars as well. I mean, who fucks a fish? That's fucking mental, mate. Anyway, go watch Lady Bird. It's fucking masterful, mate. Deli fucking loves it. And that's it for this week. I'll catch us next week for another pop culture review. All right, later, cunts. Deli out.